It is indeed heartwarming and encouraging to see the love of God through the El Mexicanito staff caring for the children.
Love is not something that we run out of. It doesn't come to an end. Love is to be shared. The more you give, the more you receive. That's precisely what these children who come here make me feel.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share God's idea about partnership and how together we are partakers of His grace. Now, here's Kenneth.
I thank God in every prayer of mine. Now, I adopted this in my prayer life, 40 and a half years ago, because it took me 6 months to find out about it. But I adopted it back there then. And it has grown as an extreme part of my prayer life today. And it's just in the forefront of my thinking all the time. That I don't pray without I thank God for my partners. My goodness. Now, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is able for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and in the confirmation of the gospel. You are all partakers of my grace. You are all partakers of my calling. You are all partakers of my anointing. You are all partakers of my life, my destiny, my what I'm called to do. You're partakers of it. Now, he said, when I left here, no church but you continued to support me. Other churches had supported him while he was there. In other words, they were responding to him, which is good. That's a good thing. But these people were supporting him. They were partners with him. They supported him when he was not there ministering to them. So they became a divine connection to his calling, his destiny. They helped him bless, and they were blessed with his anointing equally. Now, look at the fourth chapter. Familiar scripture. But now it's going to rise up and smile at you right now. I want you to look at this now. Verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want. I have learned in whatever state I am herewith to be content. I know both how to be. He didn't say sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. He said, I know how to be. I know to prosper when I'm abased, and I know how to prosper when I abound. Everywhere, in all things, I'm instructed to be full, to be hungry, to abound, suffer need. In other words, in everything I am instructed, you go do what I told you, tell you to do. Why in the world would God pick you out of a perfectly good situation in a perfectly good place when people are getting saved and so forth and so on, and pick you out and put you over in some hell-ridden spot that you just as soon not ever even heard about, and send you over there? Why would he do such a thing? Because the blessing of Eden is in you and on you, and hell is on them, and God needs you to go over there so that where sin does abound, grace will much more abound. The grace in you, the Eden that's in you, the blessing of the Lord that's in you and on you, the salvation that's in you, the healing that's in you, the Holy Ghost that's in you, the power of the name that's in you, the faith that is in you needs to go over there. And turn that place into something other than a hell hole. Amen. Philip was having an absolute fabulous meeting, and God called him out in the middle of the desert to speak to one Ethiopian. One guy, when all this great meeting was going on. Why would he do such a thing as that? Because when that man got born again, he took the gospel back home and gave root to it, and it took a nation.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, now, what did Philip get credit for? He got credit for winning that nation just the same as this other man did. Why? Because he obeyed Jesus, went where he told him to go, did what he told him to do. Well, when he did that, I mean, it looked pretty weird out there. Dear Lord. But how'd he get back? Man, I want you to know he was moving at the speed of the light way back there then. Man, we still fussing with it, you know. But, whew, man, I mean, God shipped him out of there, man, so fast. He was, whoa. Amen. He literally got spiritually transported from one place to the other. But God didn't promise him that when he went out there. He didn't know what he going to have to walk back. Amen. Amen. Now that you got this, you got hold of this, I want you to see. I know what I'm doing. I can do all things through Christ. Now, notice the word which. Not who. I can do all things through the anointing which strengthens me.
Yes.
I can do all these things. You staying with me now?
Yes.
Remember, they're partners. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate, respond to me. With my affliction, what affliction? I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full, hungry, abound, suffer need. I can do anything with the anointing. He wasn't talking about being sick somewhere. Having his eyes all swelled up. He wasn't even talking about a personal incident here. He's talking about his manner of life. You see that? He said, now, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church responded or reacted or joined with me or partnered with me as concerning giving. And nobody gave me anything. No, I know what he said. Well, why didn't they? Well, not all of them were told to. Some of them obviously should have and didn't. They were in disobedience. That didn't slow him down. But not all of them were told to. And they took care of him while he was there. Well, I know this man well enough. No, he's grateful for that. Went on about his business. I've had the same thing happen to me. Amen. And some of them didn't do all that great a job taking care of me while I was there. Some of them stole my money while I was there. But you just roll the care of that over on the Lord. I did what I was told to do. I don't depend on them. I don't depend on you. I rejoice in our partnership. But I don't depend. You're not my source.
That's right.
The blessing is my source, and Jesus is the high priest of that blessing.
Yes.
And you're going to be excited where we wind up with this thing. So hang on to that. He is the high priest. He is the Lord of the harvest, high priest of the blessing. Amen. He's the Lord and high priest of the tithe. Amen. Hey, you got that?
Yes.
You put that right there in your head. Amen. I wish I could just unzip your head and just do this. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell and a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now, this next statement, remember the rock that this sits on. I will bless those that bless you. That's the bedrock of this, right? Once God set that in motion, it's never changeable. You remember when there was an army that attacked David and his troops attacked their families, got all of their quartermaster, got all their families, stole their kids and gone. And here they came back to camp and it is empty. Man alive, they wept and cried. And so, man, they went after that bunch with a vengeance. And they went on a forced march. And they marched until God showed them where they were. They were forced marched to the place where they had to cross a river to get over there to their camp. They were going to attack it without stopping to rest. And there were certain people in that unit that by the time they got there, it would have been dangerous for them to try to get across that river because they were tired, they were worn out. Man, they've been marching night and day on a forced march to find this bunch. And so David instructed them, all of you stay back here and you guard the quartermaster. What we've got left here, we don't want nobody sneaking in here and stealing this stuff while we're over there taking care of business over on the other side of that river. So you stay here. They stayed there. He set up a rear guard out of this group of people. They obeyed. They did what he said. When the fight was over with, they not only got back everything they had, but they took everything that the enemy had also. They stripped them and they divided it. Well, some of the guys, particularly those that were from an outside band that had joined with David's forces, they said, we're not going to divide that with those guys that stayed back over there across the river. We put our lives on the line. They're just sitting back there watching the fight. David said, not so. We will divide equally with them that stayed behind because it was not, we didn't get this victory. God gave us this victory. We will divide equally. There's the Abraham principle right there. That's the Eden blessing in action right there. God, no respecter of persons. They did exactly what they were told. Gloria and I go somewhere. I mean, we go overseas to preach somewhere, and you stayed at home. But you helped buy the fuel that got us there.
Amen.
And everything else, our clothes and food and everything else. Well, just because we were out there doing the preaching don't mean we get a big reward and you get something less. There is no difference. That is the base principle. Now get a hold of that because I'm going to read the verse of Scripture to you here now. And I'm going to tell you, I warn you right now, this thing will get you up in the nighttime. You'll get a shout out of it right now, but you meditate on this a few days, you'll be running around the block and people wonder what in the world got a hold of her. Amen. Now, there's two or three ways he could have said this. He could have said, our God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He could have said, God. He could have said, remember now, your God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. But that's not what he said. Verse 19, my God. my calling, my God, the God that called me, and you joined me to help get this gospel out. So my God, on my level as an apostle, on my level as a prophet, on my level as a teacher, on my level in the ministry called of the Lord Jesus Christ, my God shall meet your need according to his riches in glory. They got the blessing of an apostle. I don't care what business they were in. That's God's method of seeing to it that the whole body of Christ is blessed. No apostle deserves more blessing than you do. Just because he called you to be in the car business or called you to teach in school, the blessing will work for you. You're not bound to that school teacher's salary.
Right, right.
But now, if you refuse to partner up with anybody, then you're stuck on that level.
Brother Copeland's website is totally free. It's totally, I mean, they really so, you see through the internet that their concern is that you get the word of God. And it's blessed me so much, it really has.
Well, the Rural Help section of the KCM website is just a place where you can go and get answers for every day of your life. They have articles and testimonies and confessions for different things like finances or health and healing. And so whatever you're going through, you can go there to get a word from God.
The ability to watch it online, to watch it whenever we want online, is really convenient.
Log on to Kenneth Copeland Ministries' website, and you've opened the door to a world of biblical teaching and study tools, all designed to help you grow spiritually and live successfully in these days. You'll find a daily devotional and a one-year Bible reading plan. You can read articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and watch testimonies and ministry outreach videos that will encourage you and build your faith. Watch the BVOV broadcasts at your convenience and download teaching in both audio and video formats. For your personal study, you can search the website by word, topic, or speaker. KCM.org is here for you. Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership. We're Here For You new partner package. This Partner Resource Notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner Cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. To become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and receive your We're Here For You new partner package, call our toll-free number at 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. For faster delivery, please use our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland desire that you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Joined together as one, we can make a difference. In the midst of sorrow and suffering, in the stench of poverty, in the grip of oppression, God has heard their cry, and He has sent His love through you and me, because He has plans to give them hope and a future. It was God who knit them together within the womb. He made them precious, perfect, and unique in design. They are no accident. Obeying the Lord's instruction in 2008, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with the El Mexicanito Orphanage near Mexico City, providing hope and much-needed support to orphaned, abandoned, and underprivileged children. Since then, the blessing in action prevails all throughout El Mexicanito that has saved many of these children from a life in the streets. Among the major accomplishments in 2008, more than 100 mattresses for the children, dozens of sets of bed clothing, renovation and expansion of the boys' bathrooms. A water purifying system to improve the water's drinking quality.
Gracias por el agua.
Christmas gifts and much more.
Dada.
2009 marked a breakthrough at a new level. The glory shines. KCM makes the decision to go for a complete overhaul and renovation of the orphanage. An extreme makeover. Phase one of the four-phase renovation project is almost completed, including demolition and setting up of new walls, renovation of all eight girls' dormitories, reconstruction of baths, new fixtures, hardware and lighting, new tiles, new sinks and floors, replacement of a hot and cold water system, replacement of ironworks for aluminum windows, replacement of beds, detailing the closet panels, replacing all wooden doors, tiling the staircase walls, painting all the areas, renovation and expansion of the children's dining room with installation of new stone beams and ceiling and porcelainato flooring. Total renovation and relocation of the industrial kitchen for the children, including installation of electrical and water systems. Office areas for management, social work, conference room, psychology, and therapy. All building exteriors, including waterproofing on the roofs, as well as installation of water tanks. Without a doubt, this is a clear picture of the blessing in action, working through you, our valued partners and friends.
Our most sincere thankfulness to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and partners for your commitment for the full renovation of this orphanage. May God bless you and reward you a hundredfold. May God take care of you just as we are taking care of the children here. Thank you very much.
It is indeed heartwarming and encouraging to see the love of God through the El Mexicanito staff caring for the children.
Love is not something that we run out of. It doesn't come to an end. Love is to be shared. The more you give, the more you receive. That's precisely what these children who come here make me feel.
Very nice, because, above all, I'm not a mom or anything like that. But with them, I live motherhood 100%, because many times they see me as their mom, although I'm not.
God has heard their cry, and He has sent His love through you and me, because He has plans to give them hope and a future.
On yesterday's broadcast, I promised that I would say something about this. This was the very first thing that I ever heard. I heard about partnership. Brother Roberts preached this when I was a student there at ORU, 1967. And I was in that service. This was when the enemy came in and stole all of their wives, their children, their food. David and his whole troop, they got everything they had. And David asked the Lord, said, "Shall I pursue them?" He said, you pursue them. Get it all back.
Shall I pursue?
So, man, he went after them. Forced march. I mean, they pushed night and day till they caught up with this whole bunch. They came to this river called Besor, and There were 200 people which were so faint they could not follow David when they came up to that river. To cross that river was dangerous, and so David said, "Look, you stay here. You watch over our cattle. You watch over the stuff we've got, all of our quartermaster that they hauled with them." He said, "You stay back here and you watch over this." Well, they went then on across the river, And they took care of business. And it was really a lot of combat. And very dangerous situation. Well, David, the wicked men that were in David's troop, that's what the Bible called them, the wicked men, said, those that went, said, "Because they went not with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead him away and get on out of here." Now, that was their whole attitude. And the Bible calls them wicked men. Now, listen
twisted.
To what David said. This is what hit me so hard that day. You will not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who has preserved us, has delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goes down to the battle, so shall his part be that stays by the stuff, by our goods. They shall part alike. Whoa. I mean, and Brother Robert said, now, I'm called to the front line of this thing. I'm preaching this all over the world, and you can't all go with me. But we can all do it together.
Yes.
And the same reward for the people that send you is available as those that preach it. I thought, glory to God, I've got to get in on this. I have to get in on this. 1967, 42 years ago, and we're still partners with Oral Roberts.
You know, Ken came home and he said, we're going to give Oral Roberts $10 a month. I thought, well, where are we going to get $10
there
a month?
There wasn't $10 a month.
We didn't have $10 a month.
But she hadn't heard the message. I said, sit down. And I preached it to her, and we got there. I said, Gloria, I can have Oral Roberts' anointing for $10 a month. And we became partners. Praise God. We want to invite you to become our partners. Do this thing with us all over the world. God bless you all. We'll see you again tomorrow. Till then, Kenneth and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. For your free We're Here For You new partner package, you may call our toll-free number or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org. Believe the love God has for you and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory, transforming lives with the power of God's Word.